Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Seku Kiata joins us in studio. Good afternoon, Seku.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good. And you brought your Cora.
Yes, with me.
We're all delighted to see you, but especially your Cora, which is a West African harp. Is that it?
It is. It is a West African harp, dates back in the 13th century. And it just started in one empire called the Gabu Empire. So that involved, now they call them countries. That's Gambia, the southern part of Senegal, where I come from, and the Guinea-Bissau. So that's what it originated.
Uh-huh.
But of course, then it went around West Africa.
You have lived with this all your life, so you're better equipped to describe it to our listeners than I am. So would you do that for us?
Yes, indeed. It's an instrument that made out of a gourd, like calabash. It's called calabash, but like gourd. Half of it, and the other half, we use antelope skin to tie it. And there's a long neck, wood, sticking out. And there's all those two handle woods that they have to hold. And there's a bridge in the middle that make the string parallel to each other.
Uh-huh.
And there's a cross as well with wood. So you play it with two thumb and two fingers only. And the strings are fishing line.
Fishing lines?
Simply fishing line.
Now, it doesn't look anything like our harp. It looks more like some variation of a bazooka or a banjo or something like that.
Yes, people keep saying it's kind of a cross between a harp and, or banjo or lute, as they call it, because you've got like a sound box, which is the calabash. But then the strings, the way they look, if you look at the concert harp, it's like opposite.
Yeah.
You know, the concert harp, you just play it away from you, but the Cora, you play it toward you.
How many strings? I know you had an album called 22 Strings, so I'd imagine it's 22 strings.
Yeah, it's 22 strings.
But there's a variation, is there?
There is variation. I also have like a double neck, which is, 44 strings. So I can move from one tune to another tune easily, and then I can do other stuff for us, because it's not fully chromatic. Traditionally, just the tuning is done by mode.
So by which?
Mood. So like you tune, it's like one tuning only. So you can't do chromatic stuff quickly. But with this one, as you can see, you have pegs and then levers, so I can move from minor to major quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said that you've lived with this most of your life because your grandfather was a Cora player. And probably your first memory must have been of him playing Cora. One of your first memories, is it?
It is, sitting on his lap, just messing about with the strings, age of four, between three and four. But then age of seven, in the tradition there, they start to teach you how to build your first instrument.
You
have to learn to build it. Because the thing is, he got from my grandfather's family, is like buying an instrument, playing it, but making your own one, there's a different meaning. So you have to learn how to make it from age of seven. Then age of 14, start repertoire, how to play those traditional songs with a story behind them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the age of, 18 or 19, or go 21, so you can get out of the family and go and throw and play in other places.
And you did. You left Senegal and went to England.
I did.
It's a difficult instrument to play.
Well, I mean, I always say there's never a difficult instrument if you're hard into it. If you want to try it, you can. But you have to go through a thing. But also the people that play this originally, they call the griot. And the griot really mean troubadours in England. In Ireland, I think also it's like
Shaniki.
Kind of, so they're like, that's partly, they're like storytellers, but they play an important part in West Africa.
Yeah, but there's more to it than a Shaniki. A Shaniki would sort of sing a cappella, if you like, and tell stories.
Yeah.
But a griot, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a royal element to this, is there?
There is. I mentioned Shaniki because it's a little part of that on them. But of course, it's go deeper than that.
Yes.
Because they are royal part. They play a very important, they are advisor to the king. And certain decision that king might make, and which is probably wrong to the public, they will go and visit the griot to tell him what they think.
Right.
So the griot will go to the king's yard and play and compose immediate music that inspired by the local or the community to send a message through.
Okay.
So they're advisors, they play music, they're storytellers.
So I've potholes on my street. I go to the griot, he writes a song and sings the song about the potholes to the king, and the king gets the potholes sorted. But your maternal grandfather was a griot.
He was, yeah.
And that's, it's, you inherit
I inherited this from my mother's side,
yes,
which is a really interesting story as well, because it's my father's side, which is Keta. The family Keta in back in the 13th century are known as the royal family. So the royal family have no, they're not allowed to give entertainment. They receive entertainment. Aha,
right.
So in those back in 13th century, as a family named Keta, I wouldn't allow to play any music, but they will sing and pray songs and perform me instead. But I inherited this from my mother's side.
Yes. Look at you. I prefer to be the player rather than the receiver, would you?
I prefer that, to be a player.
You were spotted from an early age as having potential.
Granddad did, yes. Yeah. And the family. So, yeah, therefore, you know, I couldn't skip the game. And I was already, the choir was there. And then you push it. And, yeah, it made me.
It's interesting because we were speaking to a lady yesterday. She was on her quiz. And she was saying she has three children. And the first two children, she paid for piano lessons and guitar lessons, and just wasn't happening. Yeah. And she decided with her youngest that she was going to leave him to it until he asked. Mm-hmm. And he eventually asked, and he learned guitar, piano, and now he's a very good saxophonist.
Ah.
So it must be something in the genes.
It is. And there's always said, because there's a word they mentioned, you can't become a griot, you have to be born as a griot.
Yes.
And the important thing is sometimes it's like the gene, it could be those talent or gift could be sleeping on you, but you have to wake it up.
Uh-huh.
Or someone might have to wake it up
for you. You have potential.
Potential. So somehow granddad spot that really early age, and here I am.
Yeah, great. And you're playing all over the country. It's 5 dates across Ireland. You're in Mayo tomorrow. Thursday, you're in Kildare, my home county. Friday in Belfast. Saturday in Bray. And you're finishing up on Sunday in Letterkenny. And it's secokiata.com. And that's, I'll spell it for them, SECKOUKEITA. And I know you might play two for us, but if you make your way over to your Kora. Okay. Which is a West African harp, 22 strings, and Sekou had to tune it up before. It goes out of tune very quickly, does it, Sekou?
It does, yeah. It does. But, you know, this one kind of seemed to be getting used to, you know, the Irish way, I guess.
Yeah. Well done, Cora. The rest of us aren't. Okay, when you're ready. Fishing line has never sounded so good, Sekou.
Thank you.
So, predominantly French is spoken in Senegal.
Yes, it's an official kind of language because it's an ex-French colony.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And was that what language?
That was my mother's tongue, Mandinka. I was singing.
Oh, Mandinka. Right.
And there's partly I sang also in Wolof, which is Senegal national language.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. And If Only I Knew was the translation into English. So.
Yeah, it's English. So If Only I Knew is a song that actually been inspired by my grandfather. When he was around, he was great at translating our dreams when we were kids. We would talk to granddad in the morning and he would tell us the call of the life, also the realities of life. One day he told me about, he translated my dream, but he said, Sekou, you know, there's two things in life that will never die. And being a child, I said, ooh, can I be one of those two things? And he was like, no, it can't be.
Doesn't work like that.
Exactly. So first of all, he says knowledge. He said, no matter how knowledgeable you are, Sekou, no matter how much you know, bear in mind in this life, somewhere, someone might know better than you do. That's one thing. He said, second thing is richness. You could be rich with culture. You could be rich with good. Sometimes rich for money. He said, but bear in mind in this life, you know, somewhere, someone might be richer than you. So this is kind of like the message he was trying to tell grandfather. He said, be humble, be happy what you have, but also be happy what others also have. So the song is talk about that. And the backing vocal.
That's the difficult one, isn't it, Seiko, sometimes to be happy for what other people have.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
But as a griot, and the tradition is those things need to be played and advised, need to be sung around, so people to be also, and including myself, to be aware of that.
He sounded like an amazing man, your grandfather, and very wise. So your dad wasn't around, so your grandfather was the male role model in your
he
life.
He was a male. He was like role model for me. He taught me and a lot of stories and all these songs. There's hundreds of traditional songs. They have the story behind. And that's the way we remember some songs, because you know the story very well, and then how you remember the melodies as well, because there's a lot of them to memorize.
How many choras have you got?
Well, I got a few at home. I got a double neck chora, which is made by my cousin. I got this one, which is a single one. I got the traditional one with the leather rings instead of the peg. So each string have his own leather rings that I push up or down.
Uh-huh.
So, and I now got mini small one, little one that I'm touring. I'll be touring October, November around the UK and Belgium with the Homeland Band, which is a new album coming up.
Sounds great. I got a preview. Listen to it. Yeah, so congratulations on that. That's out in October. No, I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Thank
you.
Just saying it because you're here.
Thank you.
So when you're touring now, you only have the one, this one?
Yeah, when I'm touring, I only have the one. For this special tour, I have this one, and because I can move the tune is really quickly.
And any problems getting through customs when you're traveling?
Always have, but I've been well prepared for years now. I've got my flight cases, so traveling around, so the Cora I get in one piece is some, thank God.
Just here's an A4 page, there's the Cora, there you go. That explains everything there. Don't ask any difficult questions. We play just maybe 2 minutes of an instrumental.
Yes, I could do that. This is called Distance. It's
okay.
A song from actually the album called African Rhapsodies, which I did with the BBC Concert Orchestra.
That's Seiko Kiata, and Seiko's in Ballina Arts Centre tomorrow night, Riverbank Arts Centre the night after, in Newbridge Crescent Arts Centre, Mermaid Arts Centre Bray, and then 29th, which is Sunday night, is it? Letterkenny, RCC in Letterkenny. Seiko Kiata, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for having me.
That was a real pleasure. Thank you. And thank you for bringing in your Cora. Now, quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.